Rubberneckers, episode 93, and I couldn't be happier tonight because we dragged two friends out of retirement to come here and hang out with us. We got Chris and Duchess from the hashtag No Offense show. That's how long you guys been?
Approximately 2.5 years or so.
And then also my host, co-host, is the Tampa Turnaround, where it used to be Tampa two titties. Tampa
fucking two rings now, man. You're the old fat white dude with the beard, man. I thought we got fake duchesses now. I thought you were fake two rings.
Damn.
We put it all the way out there on the line, guys. Yeah, this is hashtag not my duchess. Sorry, Kate. This is my duchess right here. I mean, the OG duchess.
If there's a new duchess and he's fake two rings, fuck, that makes you me Jody. And that's
you guys got the shirts though.
We got the same shirt. Great.
But I got more face than you. I'm working on my jaw.
You got more neck than I do too, you fuck.
Yeah, I got all that neck.
Yeah, shut up. Anyway, so look, I dug these two motherfuckers up. This is what happened, guys. These two folks have been out of the game for a minute, and it just happened to hit up Wesky because we're still buddies. We text here and there once a year or something. And I was just like, hey, dickhead, you want to be on the show? And he goes, nah, man, I'm out of the game. It was like Rambo. I'm like, we need you for this one, Wesky. And he's like, nah, man, I'm out of the game. I don't do that no more. And blah, 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 whatever. And I don't know. I just said,
Is that what I said to you?
It sounds like it. And then I said, think about your people, you fucking asshole. You know you miss this. And I think he looked down at his tattoo and maybe cried a single tear. And he said, God damn it, you're right.
Hey, you know, Facebook reminded me it was 4 years ago today. I put that microphone on my arm. So that's the only reason we're back.
Yeah, dude. No shit. He felt it in his soul. It was a fucking divine intervention, you know?
It was. Glad to be back with you guys, man. That's one of the things I miss is talking to you knuckleheads.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun and I missed the show. But I'm glad to have you back. And I tell you what, Jody, when you don't show up early, you miss a lot because we were in the back.
Warming each other up, just touching.
Yeah, we were touching. We were rubbing mushrooms and
sword fighting
and all that. Boy, I tell you, there's a lot of stuff going on, but I want to get into something. The story that I want to get into, because you guys are married, all right? I used to be married. So I just want to see how you feel about this.
All right.
I breastfeed my husband so he can spend more quality time with me.
I'm fucking in. I've watched this.
This is Strange Addiction. I've watched this episode.
Yeah, she's seen it two or three times.
My wife is at the bottom of the Discovery Plus app and come out the other side. If it's trash ass TV, she's seen it. Trust me.
Yeah. My wife is the same way. She's to the bottom of the Ghost and Bigfoot shows. Discovery Plus is a motherfucker. There's real bottom of the barrel shit in there if you dig far enough.
New Dead Files out. Let her know if she don't already.
All right. So this fascinated me. Number one reason is because, well, you know me, I'm a boob man.
Sure.
And when we were married and the missus was lactating, you know, I tried to nudge in there a little bit.
Did you? What's it called? Did you stiff arm the baby out of the way at one point? And you're like, move over, you little fuck.
No, I'm telling you right now, she stiff armed me like Walter Payton. Like she gave me some sweetness. I mean, she just poof right into the face and then down I went. Never, ever.
Make any sense though. You know, you could have not used teeth at least and not bit down so hard. Why wouldn't she let you suck on the titties?
Dude, you're preaching to the choir.
He said I had all this written down on fucking note cards and I showed them to her.
Yeah, I said, you know what? I didn't use this angle. It started out as a way to help his wife out when she was over lactating. And I didn't think about that because my wife really didn't breastfeed the kids. Mm-hmm. So there was always that painful part, you know, when she was getting, you know, when she was trying not to, I guess, when they dry up or whatever.
Oh, yeah. It sucks.
Okay. So I never thought about that. See, damn it. I was like, damn, I should have thought about that. So, you know what I could do? I can kind of help you out with that. I can kind of relieve that. But I think she wouldn't have done it because of the fact that it would have kept her lactating. And
yeah. You guys ever see the movie Neighbors?
Yeah. I have not.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So long story short, they move in, or they move into a house. A frat moves in next door. They party with the frat kids, but she just had a baby, so she's breastfeeding, and she drank and whatever. And she's like, "I can't breastfeed. You gotta, you know." And her fucking tits are all swollen up, and she's telling Seth Rogen, "You have to milk me." Mm-hmm. And she pulls up her shirt, and dude, those tits look like the fucking Exorcist. John. You have to pull up that movie just to watch that because it's disgusting.
I think I remember they look like the body from Silence of the Lambs. They pulled out of the river. They were all blue and bloaty and shit.
It looked like a roadmap. There were so many blue veins and shit going all over this bitch's chest, dude. You got to see it, John. You got
to
see it.
Back in the day in the 60s, they used to have this toy. It was just a ball with a rubber band on it. It used to go bong, 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 bong.
Yeah, knockers. I remember those.
Well, no, they were the ones, small ones. These were pretty big, and it had those like blue veiny things. And that's what I remember.
Oh, my God.
So
he remembers the blue veiny things. That's
well, what I'm saying is that after she had the baby, they were huge, and I'm like, but you know, and she's like, no way,
not even a taste, not even.
I don't know what it is. I've never showed
any interest in breast milk.
Now, Jody, how about you?
No, I never tried it. At one point I did have like three different kinds in the fridge though, because my wife didn't produce much, so we got our friends to do it. So I had a titty milk bank in my freezer at one point for the baby. He's been there. I should ask him.
Did he had artisanal blends.
Oh my God.
I didn't taste it, but I will tell you, it all looked a little different and smelled a little different.
I've tasted it because I mean, you taste yourself eventually. So I was like, you know, I'm gonna see what titty milk.
What do you mean
it
eventually?
Tastes like fine. You don't taste yourself?
Never, not once. Oh, what do you shit. Mean?
Girls must be different.
We're starting off early. I've heard it's really sweet, but that's the thing. Like Rogan says, he doesn't come in his own mouth because he doesn't want to start a habit that he can't facilitate. I didn't try the titty milk because I didn't want to run out at some point, because that's a habit you don't want to have.
That's not sustainable.
I drink breast milk over eating cum any day.
Yeah, me too.
You know what?
Show of hands.
All right. Well, Chris, I have to ask you now. Have you ever partaked?
And breast milk? No.
Really?
Never even showed an interest. I would have been fine with it.
Yeah, you look like the kind of guy that would drink titty milk, Chris.
Probably over Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I wouldn't do it straight from the tap, but...
Yeah.
You know there's that fetish out there that men will pay lactating women to breastfeed. You know there's that fetish out there.
If there's something to be done, there's a fetish for it. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it's also bodybuilders, too. They drink breast milk, but it's only to like get their muscles all popping and stuff.
Just the tan ones, right, though?
Yeah, Almy, can you confirm? Never drink some breast milk?
Now it comes out of a woman. He's not interested in any of that.
Facts.
Maybe his head wouldn't be so small if he drank some breast milk.
Dude, is that a Gandalf pipe?
Yes.
That is sick, dude. Smoking Shire shit, dude.
Just smoking weed, awesome. Man. That's what I do. Oh, shit, we had a $10 super chat from Jason Almy. It said, being married is gay. Can't confirm. High five, Almy.
Since Jody partaked, I had this video here, and I got to show him this. Dude, see what they got coming out of Mexico? Watch this.
Yeah.
How do you say that word, John?
That's a weeder. Wait a minute. What word?
It's a wood. Is that a watermelon?
That's a watermelon. Look at this, Jody. Watch this.
Is that a fetus?
Oh,
no. I don't like this. Cocaine?
No. It's all. Oh. Look at this. It's a watermelon.
Watermelon.
Oh, I'm in. Absolutely.
And here they are. They're going to cut up out some more. Look at all this bud.
I wonder if they're just... That could be the best fucking pinata ever. I want one of those at my next birthday.
That looks like an alien.
It does look like an alien's egg.
Or a dinosaur egg. They're just cracking that shit open. Damn.
They're all going to jail.
Aw, man.
Woo.
Waste of a perfectly good watermelon.
Look at all that bud, Jody.
I fucked around and got excited. That looks like dirty fucking Mexican weed. I don't need that shit.
That's
marijuana.
Look at
all that.
It looks like a bunch of pistachios cracked open. Wow.
It's a father-son operation. That's sad. Let them go.
Shutting down small business, man. Look at that.
Tis. That's terrible, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's 2023. What the fuck are we doing right now?
It's a small business because they're Mexican. I get it, Chris. I see you working.
Chris, over here in New Jersey, I can go right up the street here, and there's a weed store. It's open from 8 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night, and there's a line out the door.
I've been. Yeah. Wait, last time I was in New Jersey with Adam, he took me to the weed store, and it was like going to the Apple store. It was very nice. It was very bright. Everything was clean. There were ropes. Like, it was very organized. We got a little gift bag at the end and a lollipop and shit. Like, it was
makes me fucking sick, Wetzke, to the bottom of my fucking core. My wife is the same shit. She was holding out on me not too long. She's got the card. I don't have the card. And I'm like, hey, bitch, we're out of weed. And then she just, like, wouldn't go get the weed. And I'm like, would you fucking go? You can go to the weed store and spend 10 minutes. You know they're going to be there. It's not like when I had to go meet strangers in parking lots and car washes at midnight.
Yeah, but we got character because we had to do such things, all right? Like, like even the kids nowadays, they're soft, you know?
But that's what I'm saying. I'm not even talking about being able to smoke it legally. What I'm talking about is, like, not going to get it when I want it. Yeah, go fucking get it. It takes 2 seconds, you bitch. It's quicker than going to get a pizza. Go fucking get some weed and get a pizza while you're at it.
They might deliver it now. They deliver everything else. Fucking DoorDash that shit.
Mr. Smiley. Mr. Smiley face, right?
Yeah. Huh?
We have an $8 super chat from Mike Moore. I have explosive diarrhea, so while I'm on the toilet, I thought I'd say hi. Well, hi. How you doing?
Congratulations, Mike. Yeah. Hope everything comes out all right, kid.
Thank you for your service.
Go to www.biobidet.com. Use promo code
Bubbleways. How about that?
Buy yourself a fine bidet product and clean your asshole at work.
You know, it's crazy, though, being that, you know, we live in Florida and just about everything goes. It's wild that we still can't do that. We can't go to the weed store. We got to jump through the medical marijuana hoops.
Really? You still have to get the medical, like, yeah, Jersey, it's just.
I've signed like 6 petitions. People that hit out of Wawa all the time, and I sign every petition I see. There's a grow up 10 minutes from us. Like, yeah. If I'm taking the kids to school in the morning, they must harvest at like 6 because you can smell it just by driving by. Like, it's wild, man.
I love that smell, dude. I'd fucking drive by it every day twice.
Weed, kids. That's the weed smell.
I'm the only one. I can't stand the smell of that. I hate it.
Love it. Oh, it makes my fucking dick hard, Jamingo. I love it so much. I've drive by dead skunks on the side of the road and start fiending. I'm just like, oh.
That's fucking gross, bro.
So I have another little video here that I would like to show and see if maybe if this is true or not, because we do have a woman here and I kind of feel this is true.
Is it people smuggling fentanyl and fried chicken?
I love this video.
This is basically a woman describing orgasms or how it goes.
Okay, everyone, focus up. It's just us and our imagination.
Oh yeah, a bit of self-care, is it?
Oh no, we didn't email Sharon.
Hello, did you not hear me?
We should draft the email now.
No, come on, get in the zone.
Wait, who's Sharon?
You know Sharon, the one that gave us that tampon from marketing.
Oh yeah, Sharon.
Shh, please. Is Sharon still with Keith from finance?
No, they broke up.
He's single. Wait, we could date Keith. I like Keith.
Ew, no, he's so boring.
Oh, guys, come on. What are you doing?
What?
Stop talking about Sharon and Keith. We're in the middle of something.
Ooh, we didn't finalize that report.
Please, just shut up and focus.
It's her. Nobody move a muscle. Oh, my God.
Do you think our dead relatives can see what we're doing right now?
What?
It's okay. Easy.
That sounds just like
that is 100% true.
That sounds just like
my brain goes from here to there to everything. Like, wait, I got to come back to what I was doing and then focus. And then I have thought about my dead relatives seeing me. Like, I wonder if they watch me right now. Like,
I thought about my dead relatives while I jerk off too, but probably for a different reason.
Yeah, but you also fucked your cousin.
Hey.
She's not dead, though. That doesn't count.
That video is 100% accurate.
New Jersey Duchesses. That's 1,000% true. So.
Something the Duchesses can't agree on is their brain pussies, clits, and assholes can't seem to fucking talk to each other simultaneously. They can't agree on anything.
Always moving 100,000 miles a minute.
Yeah, that glass right there is going to affect things, too, because, you know, guys know about whiskey dick shit. Her fucking vagina gets drunk as fuck, and there is no... There's no amount of beating that shit up that's going to fucking do anything. She'll tell me to stop. She'll be like, don't even try. Stop. Just keep going.
Get yourself off. Let's go.
Oh, that's so funny. If my wife just hugged me around the neck, like I'm in there giving it, you know what it is. When you're putting in work, your fucking back starts hurting. Your butt cheeks are scrunching because you're sitting there trying to, and you just hug me around the neck and go, you're wasting like this. And she just grabs you lovingly around the neck and goes, you're wasting your time. I don't know. It would break me as a man, I think.
Yeah.
It's okay. Don't worry about it.
You tried your best. I appreciate you, guy.
Like, hey, wait, wake up early and get me up early. Like, I'll go again in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm tired and I lay over and then I hear that. What the fuck is that? You cutting fucking weeds? You trimming the bushes over there, bitch?
Man, I had one of them in years.
You brushing your bottom teeth. I hear you.
We got sex shops on every corner. That is one thing we do have down here. And I told her, I was like, let's go get a new rubber dick. Like, that'll solve everything.
That's right. Yeah, there's only certain, if they're wild, it's just a, you know, it's kind of like a meat substitute. You know what I mean? It's just something that you need every once in a while when you don't have.
It's not the same.
It's like tofurkey, but dick.
Right. You
know, we got a Deja Vu down here, and I happened to drive by the strip club today, and Deja Vu is a chain, if you don't know. Like, they're just about in every city. They're like McDonald's or strip clubs, very low quality, but they get the job done.
Jamingo.
They got sex shops attached to them.
Did you know that Tampa is the sex or the stripper capital of the world? Did you know that?
It is.
The whole world.
The whole world. The whole
world. I didn't know that.
Fuck Vegas. Yeah. And I've been to a lot of them, not recently.
Yeah, I used to love going back when I was your age.
But when you were my age, bitch, I'm old too.
No, oh, that was when the strip clubs were in black and white. You just walk in, look at Betty Boop fucking showing her pussy.
Well, my point being, I drove by today and the marquee said that a young lady named Heidi Ho Huntsman would be performing. And I said, we got to go just to see this fucking warlock.
Triple H? Yes.
Heidi Ho Huntsman.
Yeah, Trip suck it.
And then she fucking let me in on a different layer that I didn't even know. And she was like, oh, Huntsman, that's clever. And I was nice. Like, I didn't even get that. I was more focused on the hoe. Her middle name's Ho. Fucking let's go.
I was going to say, right to the hoe. Who cares about the hunts?
Yeah. Just imagine a pussy taking a drink of water and spit it out like Triple H. That's under a spotlight. That's all in my head now. Yeah,
it's probably in the door, too.
Time to play the game.
So the reason we didn't do last night was because the Eagles were playing the Vikings on Thursday Night Football.
I know. I watched. They won, but just barely.
Yeah. It was Minnesota coughed the ball up a lot. So yeah. Then I get up this morning, and this is what I see. Statement from the Minnesota Vikings. We are sickened by the hatred and racial slurs directed towards Alexander Mattson. Following last night's game, there is simply no room for racist words and actions in sports or society. The Vikings will continue to fight to eliminate hate, to educate and foster a diverse, equitable, and inclusive community that respects and values our unique backgrounds. We stand with Alexander and all players who unfortunately experience this type of ignorant and prejudicial behavior, and we ask our fans to continue to fight to eliminate racism. And my immediate response was, what the fuck did the Eagles do? Right. Like, I'm like, what the fuck?
Something?
What the fuck did our fans do? Like, Jesus Christ. Like, we don't get enough shit. Yeah. So then.
No, it did, John. No, I like how you even have to play. What did we do? Goddamn well what you did.
You hung nooses from all of the fucking street signs and light poles in the city.
Right. Something like that.
I don't know what happened.
Somebody threw him a bucket of chicken. I don't know. Somebody, you know, because he fumbled twice, right? So somebody sent him, you know, threw a watermelon. Someone took a watermelon and threw it over to the sideline. Something like, what the fuck? So then I look and it says,
oh, Jesus.
This is the NFL. The NFL strongly condemns the racist comments directed towards Alexander Mattson online after last night's. I said, oh, online. Oh, okay. Hold on. So such hateful behavior is completely unacceptable. Blah, 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 blah. So I'm like, okay, so now maybe it's not on. I mean, maybe it's somebody that, you know, had him in a fantasy thing. So then, not this one. Let's go to this shit.
Hey, Wesky, this is a $10 super chat. Could you read that at the bottom, please, with some oomph behind it?
Eagles fans are gross.
Agreed. All right, hang on. Thank you, other Duchess.
Here we go. So let me get to this. So here's the, they responded to his Instagram, and they said, hey, do you know how to hold a gun and pull a trigger? I mean, give it a try, because you clearly can't hold a football, which is your professional career. So try something new, please.
Wow. They even spelled career right. Yeah. Good for them.
Yeah. all caps.
Car.
So.
Professional car.
Hey, hold on. Yeah, what the fuck is professional? That's not a word.
I don't know. Whoops. Now what happened to the second one? There was a second one that was even better. Damn it. I'll just bring one over. I don't need that.
I mean, he's not good at football, John. I'm sure you've yelled some choice words at the TV when you're watching your Eagles.
Well, I'll go back to what Artie, hang on. I'll go back to what the comedian Artie Lang said. He said, when you got $10,000 on a game, stupid African-American just doesn't cut it.
I can hear him say that.
So here's the second DM that they got. Now, I didn't get a chance. It says, you stupid, starts with a C, ends with an N. Learn how to hold on to the ball. Whoa. You get paid millions and can't do shit. The team is 2-0 with Dalvin Cook. Move your black ass back to Boise and start selling cars or some shit you could do, you useless.
Jesus. Hey, play the Delvin drop. Do you have that?
Do please, I?
I thought you were going to say nigga.
He did. Delvin, he did. Crazy. Delvin, this guy is Dalvin Cook. Is this your cousin?
Get him on the fucking line. Get him here. I need Delvin.
So he says, if you decide it's not for you, kill yourself. God knows you black ass, dumber than shit, and you can't do anything with common knowledge.
Well, yeah. Spelled all that right.
I mean,
right.
Like, all racisms aside, you know, all these racisms that have happened to this young man, I mean, he will be working for State Farm in the next couple of years. He's not a good football player.
I get that. But first of all, if this guy, like, now the other guy's name was, now
if
they
he was
say,
talking to Antonio Brown, I would get it. I don't know this guy's home life.
Right. Well, this guy's George Fenney, right? He's got 20 followers and zero posts. So I think somebody just made this up. No?
I hope it's from the guy who runs the NFL. That'd be pretty funny. What's that guy? Well, Roger Goodell? He's just DMing people from his troll account.
Roger Goodell Burner is George Fenney.
But what if this is a black guy that has if it's a black guy, it's okay, isn't it?
Yeah, you know the rules, John.
If it was a black guy, I think he would have said it like four more times in that paragraph, though.
That's true. Yeah, he wouldn't have used
the first C word that ends with an N.
Yeah, that is definitely that's a gentleman that lives in probably our neck.
No, I disagree because I'm 36 years old. I don't know if I've ever heard a white person say coon in a slur
is from Indiana. Yeah. I've heard it plenty of times,
which is really? North Arkansas. Mm-hmm. Holy shit.
Hold on. If I'm Your Honor, Judge Domingo, if I may approach the bench, please, sir.
Go ahead.
The only people in my neck of the woods who would ever use the word coon would be, in fact, an African-American man referring to another African-American man who may, in fact, not be doing his job properly, Your Honor.
I need more evidence, to be quite honest with you. I don't know.
The defense rests. No further questions.
So Alex replied, y'all can come at me all you want about fantasy and you suck, blah, blah, blah. I really could care less, but this shit is unacceptable. Shake my fucking head. I hope that the 60 plus people who decided to come at me with disgusting, disrespectful messages tonight in the DMs and comments really reflect on what the fuck you say and how could it truly affect somebody. Under my helmet, I am a human, a father, a son. This is sick. Shake my head.
Yeah, it was the rest of the Vikings and the coaching staff.
Yeah. What if George Fenney was actually Kirk Cousins?
Sure.
I'm just saying.
Cousins was racist.
Let me see if I can find. That's his statement. Okay, so we have this. And this is from a guest of the show. This is from what we call Mish. Matt. Mish.
Oh, Motorboat and Matt.
Motorboat
from the Bromigos podcast, y'all.
Exactly. So let's see.
I have a question. This actually might tie back into and bring full circle to black culture that we were talking about earlier in the beginning of the episode. If you say the N-word in a rap song, are you racist?
Well, it depends if you have the pass or not.
Does the pass even really exist?
Yes, the pass exists. Oh my God. People
always wonder. I've had Brent Fish ask for the pass all the time. I didn't think the pass really exists. But
it feels like a trap, Jody.
No, this is Dante. I know this guy. This is Dame Money from the Bromigos, and he just said yes, so I'm about to get the 411 on the pass.
Well, does he have the authority?
I assume so. He's a young black man in society today. He's more knowledgeable than I fucking am.
In society today?
I mean, look at him. I mean, he should.
This is where Jamingo would call this guy the N-word.
All right, so let's see what he said. We're about ready to get into it and see how you get a white person can get the N-word pass.
Yeah. Well, people, the pass exists, but you got to know how to use the pass. See, the pass is like a DoorDash gift card. You can't go get Grubhub with a DoorDash gift card.
All right.
Get it a DoorDash, which means particular Negro that gives you the pass, it's the only person you're allowed to use it with. Okay, it's a it's an individual transaction between two people. You know, you give it to him, he can use it.
All right, now hold on. I understand getting like a fucking DoorDash. I don't want DoorDash. Is there like a Visa? Like something that can be transferable among? Ooh, you know what? It'd probably be more like a MasterCard, right?
I was going to say American Express.
Whoa, Jody.
Oh, you got it. Fuck. I'm, damn.
Slow ass fuck.
I am. I'm a little retarded.
I told Delvin fucking years ago that we should do this. I told him. I said, Delvin, listen.
Listen, it's the whole premise of the past. She said I can't say retarded, but I am retarded, so I could say retarded.
Yeah, you got free range, dude.
Because I'm a young retarded man in society, right, Jody B?
Absolutely.
Listen, let's be honest. The reason we say the N word and we abide by this is because if
the
we don't,
weed? You got a mouse in your pocket, Jamingo.
White people. I'm going to speak for everybody now. The reason white people do not use this word in public. Is because if they do, the next time they see a black person, they could get the shit beat out of them.
Yeah.
But who really cares? I mean, what retard is going to come over there and beat the shit out of you if he heard you say the word retard?
Jason Elmy.
That's true. He's very strong, or he used to be.
He used to be.
Right.
Oh, imagine you two tards fighting. It's like King Kong fighting Godzilla. That'd be crazy.
Clash of the Titans. Yeah. I don't see
anything. Andre and Hulk Hogan just in the middle of the ring.
You know my stance on this. The black man stole this word from the white man. And now he won't let us use it. When black kids steal your bike. Heard
this. No, go off.
Well, when black kids steal your bike and they ride your bike around and then they won't let you ride your bike. It's kind of like the same thing. They shoplift the word. Because when they were in Africa, right, they weren't calling each other that over in Africa. Then they came over here, white people were calling them that. And they called them that all the way up into the 60s and in some form or another. And then all of a sudden,
the 60s?
It basically stopped in the mid 70s. That's when they took the word back. I'm not justifying it. I'm just saying that, you know, at one point, white people used to say it. And then all of a sudden, the black person stole the word and said, you can't say that anymore. And then we're like, well, okay.
I don't think it sounds right coming out of my mouth anyway.
Well, but let's just be clear. I've never heard it come out of your mouth.
No, not with the earth at the end.
Even with someone cut you off in traffic?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, they're in Florida. You'll fuck around and get shot saying that kind of shit down there.
No, I'm aggressive as fuck. But you know what? I'll tell you what. I stop flipping people off. You know what gets people in traffic? I'm going to give you, not to jerk the wheel here, but in traffic, this. Mm-hmm. No middle finger. You give them the fucking thumbs down.
Dead in the eye and their fucking rear view mirror.
Oh, my God. It drives thumbs people down. Dude, it sends something primal in people's brains. You give them the thumbs down, they want to fucking fight right now. I get aggressive. I roll the window down, stick my fucking thumb out the window. Come on, bitch.
Boo, you fuck.
You don't know how to do this.
Merge.
It's wild. Terrible. Try it.
I'm going to have to try it.
My kids do it. Yeah. It's PG, baby.
I was thinking about sticking my tongue out. That's pretty juvenile. My kid did it to me the other day because he was pissed off. And I go, you know what? I haven't stuck my tongue out of somebody in a long fucking time. Just when they piss you off, you'd be like,
yeah,
you fucking bitch. I like thumbs down, though, because you can see that out the window instead of a middle finger. Just I'll say boo, too. Boo!
People are expecting a middle finger, but when they get the thumbs down, they're just throwing
She's off. Aggro anyway, and now I got her on the thumbs down shit, and she's embraced it. Oh, my
Fail.
God. That's pretty good.
I don't know. I mean, that might work in Florida, but I think in New Jersey, if you gave him a thumb down, it'd be like,
yeah, I'm sorry, big bad fucking New Jersey, John.
I'm just saying.
Tell me about how it is in New Jersey. All of you guys live here now. This is New Jersey South. Tell me something I don't know.
Tomato sandwiches.
South Jersey is Florida. I like
Look,
that.
All I'm saying is if you gave somebody thumbs down here in Jersey, they'd say, look at that retard. They don't even know how to give somebody the middle finger.
Then he finished perfectly.
Yeah. They'd be like, no, this is what it is. You stick that thumb out the window, they're going to go, oh, he must be a shop teacher. He ain't got the other fucking thing.
You stole my fucking thunder, you piece of shit. I couldn't get it out.
I'm you, dickhead. Just a little bit faster.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Like, I forget who told me this. What they said was the reason, and it was a person of color, it was a black man, and he said, the reason that I don't use the word and I don't like the word used around me is because some of my ancestors, that was the last word they heard before they were strung up.
I heard that recently, and I think it was from you on an old episode, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, it might have been. I've told the story before, and I was like, wow, you know what? That's, you know what? So fine. Okay. All right, you can have the word. Fine.
I don't even want it anyway.
Yeah, all right.
Well, racism! Racism!
No, oh, look, sorry, I told Delvin Cox fucking a year ago that we should sell it on Who's Right Patreon, like a $10 tier level. I said, listen, Delvin, somebody might call you the N-word, but wouldn't it be better if you got 10 bucks a month for it? I said, you can just sell the pass, right?
I'll tell you what, somebody calls Delvin the N-word, I'm going to go beat their ass.
Did you see the other graphic in the Trello board, John, right above the N-word pass thing?
I did see it. I don't...
It's custom made.
Is it custom made? Let me see if I can get it. Let me see.
It might be the episode cover art.
I don't know if I can put this up. Although, you know, I'm still trying not to get. Let's see if this works.
Yeah, it's not nudity, John. We're not going to get kicked off Twitch. Don't worry.
Hang on. It's not going to work.
All right.
I can't get it up.
John got kicked. His other show kicked off Twitch because he showed some gal who, I guess they were doing a fashion show and they use electrical tape to cover their pussy slit.
Yeah.
He got booted.
That's wild.
Turns out you can't show pussy slit on Twitch. Weird.
Well, it wasn't pussy slit. It was, they were all covered up, but I guess, you know, the nips had like pasties on them. And so,
sorry, I got to make an adjustment on the fly.
Okay.
You're getting even hard, John. Keep talking about it.
Speaking of racism.
Yeah.
I forgot how to do it. I was going to change my name to Pussy Slit, but I forgot how to do it.
Hold on. Let me see something. What do you want to do now? What do you want your name to be?
Nothing. Go on.
Yeah, because you're usually running shit. That's why you can change your name.
I forgot. It's been a while.
You'd have to leave and come back, Wetzky. Don't do that. You might not ever come back. Shit. I had to twist your fucking arm to get you here tonight. Not
that it?
Not Duchess, though. Duchess was fucking down to clown, aren't you, Duchess?
Yep. So which one?
You miss sitting here talking shit. I know.
I do. Thank you,
sir. Yeah.
Talk about bringing it back once in a while.
I'm starting to think that if Wetzky doesn't want to fucking do it, he wants to be a producer. I'm starting to think we might have to work on a double Duchess podcast. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, I told her tonight is going to result in one of two things. It's either going to scratch the fucking itch and she's going to stop bringing it up, or it's going to be like, hey, we need to come back full time now because I had so much fun and I want to talk to Jody and John on a regular basis. I need to go back and do that.
I talked about starting a solo podcast not too long
ago. No, you didn't. I talked about that for you. You didn't talk about that. I put that on you. I said, we don't need to come back. You come back and I'll do everything for you. Yes, I'm fucking sure.
I am not. Yeah, so, well, okay.
Let's you've been fight. With me, you've Let's been with me fight. For 23 years. You got shades of retardation, darling.
That is true. If you've stayed with him this long, you fucking got a little touch yourself. Ooh. I get it. My wife does the same thing. We're working on 14 years.
Nice.
Duchess, I got to be honest with you. 23 years, you basically got the retard fucked into you. I mean, know. Cut me a break.
I've got two kids that have the genes.
Yeah, the two little retards are in bed right now.
Yep. Luckily.
Oh, look, Mr. Decaf's over here got names for it. The Double D Podcast. Two Duchesses. There we go.
I like it.
Got it already going on.
What size are you, New Jersey? Because we could also be double D's that way.
Ah, a double entendre.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I'd say triple D's, but you're going to get a C and D from Guy Fieri.
I don't know. Listen, I'm saying full C, maybe a D. I'm not sure it's a double D, but I'm thinking full C. I don't know that, though.
Well, we're going to be in
a couple
weeks. So.
Being a boob man, I respect your, you know, judgment.
I'm just trying to think. Oh, wait a minute. She said we definitely could. So I guess they are D's.
I think he says.
Dope.
Hello.
There we go.
I'm down.
All right. Here we go. Two duchesses, one scissor. All right. There we go. All right. So there we go. All right. I have this here since we're in this area. Apparently, we're giving horse I'm weaves.
Jesus Christ, John. What part of the internet do you live on, man?
Hold on, John. What is the name of their fucking podcast going to be, John? Say it with some fucking gusto.
Big fucking tits.
Nice.
Catch us on BFT, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, here we go.
The idea of horse wigs and weaves, this has been a long time coming. So I want to share an Afro-Stitch pony with everybody. Okay.
Oh, shit.
My name is Chanel Rhodes. From Long Beach, California, and I make horse wigs.
That is so cool.
You know what? I think this is culture appropriation, to be quite honest with you.
This is the circle of life, John.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it comes from horse hair. A lot of it, John, the cheap stuff anyway, I think.
I realize, Jody, it's horse hair.
This is the circle of life, man.
And it moves. I did not know that.
Show ponies.
I'm surprised that she's not putting fucking cornrows in that shit. Like, I should see at least a couple of them bitches running down the street like they're fit to be in a UFC fight.
We ain't done yet. Let's find out.
I'm self-taught. It is a long, intricate process. I use a crochet hook to attach it onto a band. It's flexible for the horse so they're able to move. They're not uncomfortable. I love color. I love length. And I love.
Wait a minute. There you go.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Who doesn't, right?
Wow. They're sisters.
Yeah.
Length. And I love the big poofy look. I'm working on a patent. I'm going to be honest with you. I feel like riding horses is a redneck sport. But right now, Black equestrians and riders are connecting with each other all over the world. Not seeing someone that looks like you doing the act that you want to do could be a little discouraging. But John, I'm not living my life with passion.
How do we do this and not get a clip of Don Johnson from Django?
You know what, Jody? I'm really, really, really trying not to get thrown off.
Hey, Edward. With this Edward, show. Cut that in later.
It's against the law for niggas to ride horses in this territory.
Horses are expensive, dude. That's why most Black folks don't have them. I'm not saying they're broke, but it's a lot of money to fucking waste on a horse that's just going to hang out in your backyard. That's why I've never had one.
Backyard? Fuck that. Hold on. You know what you got to do?
God damn it. This John, $10 what? Super chat from Mr. Decaf. Duchess, read that for me, would you?
Shanaynay.
I was going to say Sea Biscuit, like with a fucking Z, but Shanaynay? You fucking win, Mr. Decaf. Hell yeah. Ring a fucking bell. Shanaynay. You fucking motherfucker. You beat me. That's I concede. Mr. Decaf, you want to be the new host of the show? I can't do any better than that.
Gotta believe, yes. But going back to my daughter, from the time she was 12 years old, we bought her a horse. And we had to fuck the horse is the cheapest part.
Fuck the horse?
Yeah, I heard that too.
No.
That's a drop. He said
fucking the horse was the cheap part.
Fuck the horse is the cheap part. Putting it in a stable every month, you know, it's like, it was a car payment. It's, shit, that I could have had a brand new truck for the amount of money I paid. Then you go to horse shows and then you got to put money into that and then riding equipment and lessons. I said, fuck, this is the sport of kings, not the sport of fucking elevator mechanics with five kids. This is fucking killing.
It's a fucking land boat. It's a boat with four legs. That's all it is, John.
And you know what my ex-wife told me? She says, well, you know what? This will keep her out of trouble. She won't drop out of school and she won't get pregnant. She dropped out of fucking high school, got her GED, and got pregnant at 19. I was like, I want all my fucking money back!
I hope you shot that horse right in the face. Just walked out in the fucking pasture and said, you know what?
I might have to show you stuff. Hang on a second. I got it. You might talk amongst yourself for a second. I got to show you this. I don't know if I ever put this up there before.
Oh, shit. Is it your daughter barrel racing? I think I've seen that before.
No. I don't want to give it away.
I've never
can't
been on a horse. Wesky, you ever been on a horse?
Not to my recollection.
Duchess? Horse?
Yeah, I've been on a stallion.
Hell yeah. What was his name?
Retard.
That's it, dude.
I don't have it here, but I have a video of where a horse kicked my daughter in the face with her real and lifted her off the fucking ground, broke her nose, her two eye sockets, and gave her a concussion and broke her jaw.
She told me about this.
Yeah. She had her jaw was wired shut for 10 weeks. 2.5 months, her jaw was wired
shut. That's why I can't fuck with horses, dude, because I feel like if a horse even kind of looked at me the wrong way, I'm going to turn into Mongo from Blazing Saddles, and I'm just going to try to lay it the fuck out. Like, I got no time for a beast of that size fucking with me. A
beast. And I'll tell you what, after I saw what that horse did to my daughter, I went home, and I got the 270 rifle out, and I jacked one in. I said, I'll be right back. And she goes, you can't go shoot that horse. That's against the law. Fine.
Sue me.
I'll hide the evidence.
It's horse,
yeah,
right?
Sue me.
It's your horse.
Yeah, it was my horse. Yeah, I was going to go out there and put a bolt right in its thick skull. I had frame by frame stopped it. That horse was like jumping and running, and because she had it on a lead. It jumped. It brought its real hoof almost to halfway by where its stomach was and came at and hit her. And it's like,
got him.
And then off it went. Yep. Yeah, it's a shame I don't have that on here.
He said, leave me the fuck alone. That's what that horse said. But no, I wouldn't have just shot it. That's too quick. I'd have went full like Reservoir Dogs. I'd have tied that motherfucker to a tree and start cutting his ears off and going, what? Look at that shit.
Jody, if you would have shot it, you would have wounded it like seven times.
Horse is huge. So I'd have shot that motherfucker a bunch. It'd look like chocolate Swiss cheese.
Speaking of animals and get into this. Strongest man I know, veteran, survives grizzly bear ripping off his jaw.
Oh, shit.
A man was in stable condition after being attacked by a grizzly bear outside of Yellowstone National Park in Montana. Rudy Norlander. Rudy Norlander, a Navy veteran who owns an outdoor adventure company, was reportedly leading a group of hunters trying to find deer and that they had shot on a yellow mule trail when they encountered two bears. The man was attacked by one of the animals and badly injured, including having his jaw ripped off after not being able to shoot it. Matter of fact, we have Mr. Norlander. He's calling in. I said, would you like to call in and talk about the attack? And he said, sure. So we have him on the phone.
So I'm sorry.
How dare you, John?
I'm sorry. That sounds horrible. And then what happened? All right. Well, thank you for calling in, sir.
Welcome to McDonald's. Can I take your order, please? Yep. Okay. So two turkey sliders. Okay. Extra pickles. Got it.
God damn.
That would suck so bad. I bet he was awake for that shit, too. Can you imagine getting your fucking face ripped off by a grizzly bear?
No.
Haven't you ever seen a cocaine bear?
No, I haven't yet, but I imagine it's probably similar to the vein, right?
Do yourself the pleasure, man. It's awesome.
It's pretty fucking
awesome. I mean, it's not, but it is, right. You know?
Oh, look. Yogi, he made a boo-boo.
Come on.
Hit the bell.
I tried to convince her.
Thank you.
Listen, I tried to convince her to move to Wyoming, man. That shit, that would be reg schmeg if we did that.
Just fucking bears? No, dude, I don't want to live in the goddamn wilderness. I grew up in a trailer park, and if a possum or a raccoon like got within 10 feet of my house, I try to punt the motherfucker. I don't need wild animals around my shit.
Shoot it, eat it.
See, we live in Florida. There's wild animals around our shit all the time anyway.
Meth heads, I get it. That's
what I'm saying. Here you go. Here's a guy out on a hunt, and he ran into a cougar. Not a 40-year-old lady in a bar.
What up, girl? Oh. Okay. Oh. Take it easy, bitch.
Get away.
I've seen this. I think I've seen this. Don't blow it.
Get back.
Settle down, bitch.
Wow.
Ooh, Jamingo. Pause it.
Waiting.
So how hard are you squeezing your asshole at that moment? Because that kitty cat is just picking a good spot, right?
Well, so I'll tell you right now. This is where... Let me back this
I
up.
Need a, I would go Jaws, and I'm like, we're going to need a bigger gun. I don't know what the fuck. There's like a 38, a little 380 something. That is not big enough.
I think if you fire off the warning shot, that bitch is gone, dude. What is he waiting on?
Yeah, warning shot my ass. What if the thing turns around? There's no warning shots. That son of a bitch, I'd have started pumping lead into that thing right there. Yeah. That's a nice, clean shot right there.
You're not wrong about 30 feet. You got that, dude, all day.
So that thing, if that thing gets frisky... That could close so fast, you wouldn't even be able to get shots off. Right? I want to take a good aim.
I don't like the way.
And look, he's still backing up.
I don't like
up.
The way it's moving. You stop it.
Right now, he's got his ears back. He's coming. He's prancing. Right? You're moving
he's
away.
He's prancing, John said. He's coming and prancing.
He's coming. He's prancing. He's like, dinner, baby. This thing's going to be a meal. I'll eat on this carcass for days. Oh, mouth open.
Shit. See, that's what I mean, though. He fired it off, and that bitch turned around.
The cat stood his lead.
He didn't that time.
Now, come on. That was a bad fucking shot. Who is this guy?
Well, he said he was trying to... He didn't want to kill it. He just wanted to scare it.
It wanted to kill him. Why the fuck wasn't he trying to kill it?
Hey, I'm telling you right now, when that thing got... When I shot it the first... I think he's flying. I think it scared the shit out of him.
That's,
watch this. That first shot...
Dude, that's not even natural movement. Look at that thing frame by frame, how it did that. That's not a natural movement.
It looks like there's blood coming out of
it. It was already, like, you know how cats reach out with their paws? Like, he's already in catch mode. Like, he's catching a fucking bullet.
Whoink. And then he shot at him right there. You can see it.
Yeah.
He missed him. He missed him.
To the fucking left 3 feet.
He missed him. He wasn't right there. He was trying to get him.
Little kitty.
He missed him.
Kitty.
That's why you don't make a warning shot. That's why you try to kill the thing. So that goes there. Now watch. When he turns sideways, he tries to shoot him there. He shoots behind him. Watch.
Yeah, right over his head.
Yeah, he missed that thing
and
twice.
And the cat goes, you can't hit me, bitch. I'm finna go for round two.
I think I probably, if I was that cat, I probably would have took a shot.
He's holding the camera with one hand and the gun with the other. That's why he can't.
That is true. What are you doing filming this, you fucking retard? Put both hands on your goddamn gun so you can aim.
Well, he's got some sort of GoPro on his
head. He's got one hand on his gun. Go back.
That is true. Listen, if you're good, tell him, talk your shit, Dutch. What are you doing fucking gangster style trying to one hand shoot a cougar? You better put both hands on that shit.
Phone with one and he can't hit a bitch.
Cody, I know goddamn well you've tried to one hand shoot a cougar.
Yeah, with my dick.
I'm telling you right now, if I couldn't hit that cougar right there with that one shot, there's no way. I mean, that's a nice side shot right there. I definitely would have wounded.
He's trying to be cool.
He's turning the gun sideways. He's not doing the proper kill shot method.
Throw a rock at it, pussy. You got a better chance.
A proper kill shot method.
Kill shot.
Now, so I guess the cougar said that's enough of that. Or wait a minute, we're going to run out. He's still standing now, so he starts walking away.
Yeah. Never mind.
That's enough.
Too much trouble.
Guess I'll eat a bird.
Yeah, I think he had a GoPro on him. That's what happened.
I never saw this fucking level in GoldenEye. That was crazy.
That's what it looked like, though, right? That fat fucking barrel gun.
All
right, so we're going to go from one cougar to another.
Uh-oh.
I like your style, John.
Oh, shit.
All right. So here we have this is a lady. She's running for some kind of representative, I think, in Florida.
Hold on.
But apparently she was in an OnlyFans or some other kind of sex thing where she's.
Shit. She got me wanting to cast a ballot or two.
I don't know.
Who does she look like right there? You know who she looks like? She looks like who do you think she looks like?
Kellyanne Conway.
No.
What had a dirty foot bitch that worked with Trump? Remember her? She would sit on the fucking couch with her feet on it.
Yeah, but isn't that a young Julia Roberts, like in Pretty Woman right there?
She's got that crooked tooth fucking smile.
Yeah, she's got that little snaggle tooth.
No. I don't know, dude. She got a Jamingo nose. I'm not seeing Julia Roberts. Her nose is perfect.
Okay. All right.
She got a Jamingo nose.
Yeah. Big and crooked.
There she is.
Dig.
That's the same person?
Yeah, that's Savannah Gibson. She's a mom, a nurse, practitioner, and a public health expert. And also a very, very dirty girl. That's not far. Roanoke's not far.
Roanoke.
You're goddamn right.
The model in his underwear.
Hello, doctor. So, she's the one to call Dr. Feel Good. She's going to make you bust all the nuts.
You can say but apparently, Bob says, apparently losing one Twitch channel wasn't enough for John this week.
Burn it down, motherfucker.
She's not naked. She's not naked. What do you want from me?
She's a
she was.
She just looked.
There's not one thing on her that you can see. You can't see any of her bits.
Hey, shut up, Duchess. Not you, Duchess. I mean, the other Duchess. So she's a moron. She's awesome, and she's a doctor.
You know your place, too, goddammit. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, also, you shut up.
The body. I'd be fucking making money like that.
You do have a body. I love it.
Well, not only because.
All right, don't be disrespecting my New Jersey Duchess. I have to podcast with her twice a week, and. You know, you could. I understand her point.
This is Duchess
Classic. God damn it.
Classic Duchess.
I have to say, Duchess is very frisky in the chat tonight. She's more friskier than she normally is.
Good deal. She's sucking dick for sandwiches.
So, yeah, you ever suck a dick for a sandwich, Duchess? That's when you get the name.
Hey, it's been too long. Y'all got it wrong. You suck dick for healthcare. You get to eat a sandwich to get the taste out of your mouth.
There you go.
I like sucking dick for sandwiches better. There's a drop.
Jesus.
I'd rather have a sandwich too.
Speaking of raping.
Yeah.
Pussy slit.
Man jailed for raping masked intruder in home. I don't know how I feel about this story, but let's get into
it. I'm listening.
Clay Holland, 32, faced the Supreme Court of Victoria on Tuesday when he was sentenced to 8 years imprisonment with non-parole period of 4 years and 10 months. Holland's victim, Shane Cox, hey, get it? Had broken into his unit in Melton in Melbourne's West.
This is a very ironic story, Jamingo. Keep going.
March 2021, armed with a knife and wearing a mask. He had asked for money and drugs and was allegedly linked to others who had gone home to stand over the resident. Mr. Cox, 36, who was high on methamphetamines, was overpowered by Holland, who was the guest at the home. Mr. Cox was beat with a baseball bat and incapacitated on the floor, where Holland raped the shit out.
Wow. He was hogtied. His mouth was duct tape and his pants were pulled down to his upper. Oh my God, dude. Yeah, dude.
You broke into the wrong fucking house is what it sounds like.
That's right. You know what? You take a chance. You're doing that shit. You end up on a sale. You don't know what's going on the other side of that door, right?
Well, his body was found at the scene under a pile of blankets a day later by police who arrived at the property on an unrelated manner. He was hogtied. His mouth was duct taped.
We were in the neighborhood. How's it going, Mel? You doing okay? Yeah, I'm all right.
Well, in March, the jury convicted him of one charge of rape, but found not guilty of manslaughter. So, in other words, he could kill him for breaking into his house. He just went a little too far with the raping. Yeah. See,
well, I mean, alive?
Well, no, this is Australia. Like, they're more upset about gayness than they are about murder, obviously. Yeah. People die every day in Australia.
I'm going to try to do my best, Dave. Your rape of Mr. Cox was callous, degrading, and humiliating act of retribution, Dustin Spiel said. Holland's mental impairment, time in prison during the pandemic, and separation from his three young children were all taken into consideration for sentencing.
Hey, call 1-800-RESPECT real quick, Domingo.
It's RESPECT, John. I don't know if you knew that.
I don't know.
I want to see what happens, man. 1-800-RESPECT. Come on.
I don't have the phone down here. Hang on a second.
Don't challenge John. Now he has to do it. We can't even move forward now.
Nope. Keep it moving.
We can do something else. Fuck him. He can do it. You guys should have heard him last night. Yeah. He fucked around and day drunk with his buddy Deuce for like 3 hours.
Then
he showed up to do a podcast like an asshole. I laughed so hard listening to the Boomer Bunker from the other night. He was such a prick. If he fucking showed up here lit like that, I'd be like, Domingo, shut the fuck up.
Oh, he was terrible.
He was talking shit. He's like, way to go, Bob. You fucking asshole. Don't you know how to run a goddamn show? This is horrible. I'd have muted your shit. I'd have muted you and said, shut the fuck up, John.
Was I wrong? Did you see the story that he brought?
I saw it. But anyway.
Was I wrong?
No, but.
I didn't hear. Tell me, John.
If it would have been the only time of the night you would have done it, I'd have been on your side. But you're being a prick for like half of it, and I loved it.
So the story was, people were driving down the road. A base of a office chair, the six-legged thing, someone hit it, and it flew up in the air and broke the windshield.
Okay.
And that was that. That was the whole story. I'm like, that's it? I mean, I would have felt like better if someone ran over a cat and watched
died.
That.
Come on, Bob. Nobody died.
It was, you imagine now calling the insurance with this? That was the story. That was the big story. I was like, okay, Bob. All right, next. What are we doing?
I was working one. You just shook a memory out, Jamingo. I was working one time. I'm a truck driver, kind of. I'm truck driver light. I don't drive a big truck, but I get around. There was a lady who got into a car accident, and she knocked the power out in this little podunk-ass town that I happen to go to. And when I got there, they're like, power's out. I go, what happened? They said, this lady ran into a telephone pole, the power line pole or whatever. Mm-hmm. I go, well, that fucking sucks. They go, yeah, it's not the worst part. They said, while she was driving, a truck was coming from the other direction, and he ran over a ball hitch, like the thing that sticks in the back of a truck. Fucking slung it through the windshield and hit this old lady right in her face. Probably killed her. And then she just drove her car into a fucking power line pole. And I go, God damn, dude, how did you know all that? You were in here. He goes, I watched the whole thing happen. It was crazy.
Not a lot going on.
Right. There's not much. You just hang out by the red light. Ooh, look. Hey, buddy.
You know what? Jeans.
I never heard a story like that before. And that's why I don't run over shit in the road. If I see it, I'd do my damnedest to not touch it because I would hate to fucking murder somebody's nana.
Give me a second.
John, you're concentrating way too hard on this, man. I didn't mean it. I didn't mean it. I take it all back.
It's respect, John. Just spell it. You know how to spell.
I got it. Hang on.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Hello.
Someone live is going to pick up and ask him if he's been touched inappropriately.
They're waiting to talk to you. Press 1 now. Ladies, to talk to interesting and exciting guys free, press 2 to connect free now.
Wait a second.
Guys, press 1 now. Ladies, press 2 now.
Are you reporting a rape or are you about to rape?
Hold on.
I'm just telling you, that's what it was. That's what it is.
No. That's what it is. Fucking analog porn out and you flipped through the fucking...
No. Hang on.
You fucking did too. You saw...
Here's the number. 1-800-737-7328. That's it. That's the number right there.
The number at the end there.
That's right.
Well, yeah, but the very end. But that's the eight. That's why
don't tell I tell them said, how to make the sausage. You just made one up.
Yeah, I just did it right there.
It looked like a place for an eight.
I'm definitely not calling a national sex abuse and redness support service. Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Sexual abuse and redness.
Redness.
I just said it too.
Redress.
Redress? Hold on, guys. Let's have an English lesson. What the fuck is red redress?
Bob says, that's an Australian number, you moron.
Is that in the accent too?
Bob.
He's all mad now because I said his story sucked. It sucked last night, sucked that I
Hey, tight. Listen, at least you got a fucking co-host that'll bring a story to the table. I don't know what that feels like.
Oh, shit. Now we're throwing shots. You know, take that shit, Dutch. Just thump him in his goddamn tilly and in his tilly. Flick him in his titty and tell him to shut the fuck up.
I ain't got titties anymore.
Yes, you do.
Found him.
Not no more.
He doesn't like the stories I brought.
We did this on the bunker last night. I'm going to bring it just today. I figured you guys would enjoy this. No. Check out this lady right here.
She got cotton candy hair and a bunch of...
What?
Say what?
Say what?
Say.
Say.
No, thank you.
She just looked like she had two dicks come out of her mouth.
That's look at this.
Gross.
Lom, 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 lom.
Say what?
Yeah! Say what?
Say what?
Say
what?
Say what?
That's what I call... Control, man.
I was just going to say, how do you have independent control over the left and the right?
You can.
I guess all I could say is practice.
That's like that lizard guy that has his tongue split like a snake. He goes like this.
But it's just the tip, though, Duchess. You know, that bitch had her tongue split halfway through. Oh, she like a.
Yeah.
All the way.
Whoa.
Yeah,
thingy at the bottom there.
I don't like that. That's not natural. I don't like
that. No, dude. She looks like a tremor or a graboid or whatever the shit is from the movie. Kevin Bacon.
You can't
like
suck
it.
Anything properly with that tongue.
That's unsettling. I don't like that.
Uh-uh. I'm telling you right now, that thing will go out there and grab your cock like a fucking crab claw and just drag it
all
right
the way in.
Yeah.
That thing's going up your butthole. That's not wrapping around anything. It's going straight up your butthole.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that is true. She probably has a girlfriend, if I had to guess, guys.
She could put that shit in the butthole.
All right, what's her number?
Yeah, it's 1-800-RESPECT, I think.
1-800-RESPECT.
Respect, yeah.
We'll find out what it means to me.
I figured you guys would enjoy that.
I didn't enjoy it at all. Not one bit.
Don't lie. He's going to be like, hey, do that thing we saw earlier.
Yeah.
Irrelevant. Judge Domingo.
This guy here, I mean, I think it's the same guy. I think when ever somebody's about ready to jump off a ledge, you call this guy
seems
right
like
here.
A fucking great job, right? Pause it.
He just comes down and.
So it said firefighters in the video. Like these are just firefighters kicking people that are fixing to jump, basically.
Yeah.
I don't like John. I don't know if it's the same guy. Maybe it's the same area. They just got a lot of. Maybe it's Japan or something. There's just a bunch of suicidal people.
I don't look like Japan.
But these dudes are like Indiana Jones and slash Luke Skywalker and down and just kicking these assholes out of their windows and off their balconies and stuff. That's great.
Is this like part of their training? You know, it's like, okay, we're going to put someone by the window. You swing down and kick them in.
I got motherfuckers out there just trying to make a nickel making cell phones and shit. And then this asshole swinging down behind, kicking them off the fucking roof. That's rude. That's just rude. Yeah.
Crane kick, no can defend.
Oh, shit. That bitch is dressed like a witch. What was she doing? Casting fucking spells? Doing wizardry on the fucking balcony? What the fuck was that?
I think she's out there. She's going to jump.
No.
If
anything, she was trying to fucking fly.
That's probably what it was. She was taking a smoke break from making those iPhones, and they were like, get back to work.
Trying to hide from her mom and shit, smoking a cig.
Look at the waistline on the fucking guy doing the kicking.
He's like invisible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very, very, very small waistline. So, like I said, you know, when the Chinese that are making them iPhones, they put nets out like at the second because they get so bad over there, they jump out the fucking window and try to kill themselves. They're like, no breaks for you.
Back in. You're explaining the fucking joke. That's the whole thing, John. That's the premise.
That's what I do. I explain jokes now. I'm old.
We make it make sense around here, okay?
That's right. I know where I'm eating the next time I go to Vegas.
Everywhere.
All right. There's a restaurant out there called the Heart Attack Grill. If you weigh 350 pounds or more, you eat for free.
Oh, shit.
All right.
Like a king.
All right. So we think this guy goes 350, right?
More than 350. That.
Oh. I don't. Is that all right? Belly, or has he got another? Oh,
I don't know. There's a lot going on.
I watch my 600-pound life. That guy is close.
Of course you do.
Oh, Duchess, we got a $10 super chat. Will you read that for me, please? Gusto.
Penis.
Thank you, Patriot Nick, for your service.
So let me ask you this. We'll go around the horn. Duchess, how much you think he weighs? You're going 600?
I'm going 585.
585. Oh, Chris.
Price is Right rules. Hell yeah.
560.
560. Jody?
Rest in peace, Bob Barker. I'm going to say like...
561.
Oh, they would be. Fuck yeah, dude. 561.
559.
Suck my dick, Wesky.
All right. Let's see what we got. Duchess says 425. Mr. Decaf says four bills. Bob says 1.2 Jamingos.
Yes.
He's always funnier. He's always funnier in the chat. I don't know what it is with this guy.
Dude, you got to say it like Doc Brown. 1.22 Jamingos.
Now you got
1.2
me. 1.2
Jamingos.
Yeah, fucker.
All right, let's find out what this guy goes. Here he goes. He's going to step on the scale. You know he's going
to weigh 350 pounds, eats free and hard.
Dude, he's got that thigh is so fucking. Oh. That one thigh is so big.
Half restaurant.
That's
all nuts, dude. That's
no,
not a thigh.
No.
That's
it. Might be.
It looks like a shawarma from a fucking Euro Greek kitchen. Dude. That's crazy.
Here we go.
Oh.
A 560. Wusky hits it on the nose.
I think I'm calling shenanigans. This is bullshit.
I'm telling you, I'll run it back. Here we
can't
go.
Nobody tell me nothing. I know.
Oh, we're going to have to duke this one out, kiddo.
560. Oh, he's holding a beer. I don't think
that's shit. Yeah, I'm with that.
That beer, hey, look, that beer's half gone. That's at only 7 ounces. That ain't shit, dude.
559.
That's pretty good guess in there, Chris. I'll tell you what, when you said it, I was like, holy shit, he's hit. I think he hit right on the nose. I knew it was 560, yeah. But I wasn't sure if it was 561 or not because I remember it going back and forth.
Boy's got that intuition. He saw that shit. Good job, Wesky. Cheers.
I've seen
it. Yeah, cheers. Nice job. Since we're all drinking, you know what we don't do? We don't drink when we go to teach.
Uh-oh.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah. They are in Florida, John. Come on now.
Allegedly being drunk the first day of school.
If I was a teacher, I'd be drunk, village. Too.
Yeah. Allegedly?
You're under arrest.
Please don't do this. Whoa.
It's too late.
No, please, please, please. I can't do this, please.
Just observing you in classroom.
God damn it. I thought this was going to be more fun. Like, I swear I haven't had anything. She's all sad now. No, I'm sad.
You don't want me to play the rest
I
of it?
I want you to play the rest of it because I'm going to jerk off, but.
I like it.
All right, here we go.
It looks like something's off a little bit. Have you taken anything?
I did take some medication last night to help me with sleep.
You haven't taken anything while you were at school?
No.
Did you drink something while you were here at school?
Not while I was at school.
Are you going to blow double zeros?
I don't know.
Oh no, that's not the answer.
Oh no. Oh, we got the breathalyzer.
She should have said, what is it? Not that I'm aware of or whatever. That's the kiss
said,
of death.
I just would have got up. I would have got up and said, all right, I'm just going to go clean my desk.
I would have said, I'm going to need an attorney, Principal Smith, actually. So let me go call my attorney. He'll be here in like 3 or 5 hours, whatever.
Patriot Nick says she was charged with drunken while indoctrinating.
Have one of those things that they used to have at Spencer's Gifts that if you touch it, your hair goes all electric right there in the side? What is that ball right there with the fucking thing?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think they got
this
that.
This whole thing is nonsense, dude. She's being breathalyzed by Mr. fucking Wizard, dude. What the fuck is happening right now?
Where do you think they keep the breathalyzers in elementary school? You think the principal just has it in his desk? They got to go to the goddamn science department.
Right now, this is a police officer.
Said, are you drunk? Yeah, aren't you?
If you hadn't drank anything, you should blow zeros.
You blew two times the legal limit.
Is there any alcohol?
She blew two times a
week. I got fucking hosed again. Hit it back.
Look, she got
That's not a breathalyzer. That's one of those meat thermometers that you point at a fucking thing in a grocery store.
It is.
Yep.
Thank you, COVID.
Is there any alcohol or anything in the room?
I don't think so.
Look, that Popeye's cup is probably fucking filled with booze right there, man.
Probably. But it's got a dome on it. That's a Slurpee.
God damn. It says body cam footage, though, at the top, so maybe not.
You ain't never spiked a Slurpee?
I'm just kidding.
Of course. Everybody spikes a Slurpee.
No, you fuck. That's why you get those big cans from McDonald's. You can put a tall boy in there and put the lid on with a straw inside, and you put ice around it if you want to. It'll hide them well.
That's what I'm saying.
Mr. Decaf says mouthwash can make you fail the test. Mythbusters did it.
God damn.
Which one? The guy with the beret? I don't
know. Or the one with... I think they both wear berets.
No, this is the guy with the glasses and the beard.
Nope, I don't trust him. Yeah. You wear a fucking beret, I don't trust you.
I don't think mouthwash will make you blow two times the legal limit, though.
Yeah, probably not.
No, I don't think
so. Yeah, I brush my teeth with Everclear, guys. Actually, it's the only way to get all the fucking the bacteria out. Grain alcohol. That's all I need.
My juice?
Orange juice, the vodka in it.
Can I try again? That layer is wine.
I drank out of that coming to work yesterday.
Put your hands behind your back.
No.
Oh, no.
Put your hands.
Pause it.
Why?
Why even not let her teach? Just have her get drunk and be like, do you know how hard it is to deal with these little motherfuckers all day?
I guarantee that those fucking kids have seen their parents worse drunk than that bitch right there.
Yeah. Talk to our kids. Go wake them up.
My kid, Logan, was like 4 years old. I had to be drugged by my ankles to the bedroom because I was passed out from drinking. I was getting my Cosmo spiked by something.
Yeah, it's a Cosmopolitan, we called it.
Yeah, it was a cause for me to get dragged to my room by my ankles because I was
caveman style.
It's a Cosby sweater. Yeah.
So anyhow, I guess they drug her to jail. I guess that was her last day of teaching.
They should let her come back. Just don't do it today. Go take a nap and come back tomorrow, you dumb bitch.
Right. If she's a middle school teacher, she deserves that bottle of vodka in her bottom drawer.
We need all the teachers we can get, guys.
Mm-hmm. Pay them more and they won't have to drink.
You think that's the problem? Because they don't get paid enough? Is that the problem?
All the bullshit
I don't get paid enough. Fuck,
yes,
man.
Yes, you do. You're
fine. No, I do not. Yes, add teachers to the goddamn list of people that don't get paid enough, okay? I'm done feeling sorry for
motherfuckers. What do you do
for
your fucking community?
I'm going to go with ambulance drivers.
Hey, I'm going to circle it back to about an hour ago. I'm a young, retarded man in my community.
Serving alcohol,
Jody B?
To everyone.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, doing God's work. Fuck you. You
doing God's work made her get arrested, you motherfucker.
Well, that's her fault.
How hard could it be? She's teaching trigonometry while she's drunk. I'd probably have to be a little drunk to even kind of understand that.
Everything's blurry, but it's okay, kids. That's how it's supposed to
be. Yeah, that would be me. Today, guys, I think we're just probably going to color for like 3 or 4 hours, and then we're going to have lunch.
Right now, in 2023, you wheel that fucking old-ass TV in on the fucking cart, and you said we're going to watch a movie
VHS.
Today.
How bad could it be? Do you guys, Duchess, I don't know if you had like any coaches as teachers. Like, that was a thing at my school, but like they would just give you worksheets and be like, all right, I'm going to read the newspaper. Would you do this while I do this, and I'll see you in like an hour?
We went to the same high school. You remember that fat ass Coach Palumbi, right?
Yeah, he smelled like
They don't teach shit. They go, here you go. You can read this piece of paper and then look the shit up in the book, write it down, and then give it back. And if you get it wrong, I'm going to hand it back and go, no, stupid, do this. It's the other thing. Look it up again.
He wore a red jumpsuit.
I was
like going to
say.
Kool-Aid, man.
Exactly.
Smelled like Burger
this
King.
This dude was four bills, wore a fucking Adidas tracksuit, had a Jerry curl, the whole fucking nine, dude.
Fucking and soul glow all the way.
Was not qualified to teach anyone anything.
He couldn't even run the laps. He was a coach.
I don't think your teacher should at least not blow two times the legal limit into a breathalyzer.
It's a game. She was trying to get the high score, John. Why do if anything worth doing is doing well.
John, listen, man, I've got the smallest bit of authority. I've got like five motherfuckers that work right under me, and I got a call one time that a guy was drinking on the job, bought a couple of White Claws at a Circle K, fucking had a couple of drinks on the job. I said, it's too hard to replace a motherfucker nowadays. Did he do his job? Is he hurting anybody? Let him fucking be, man.
He claimed depression, though.
He did. Now he's a protected employee and he's in therapy.
So
that's all I would say. Just don't do it while you're on the clock, dickhead. Yeah. You can drink as soon as you get off work.
But he's so sad. He's so sad.
Yeah, he's sad. He told my boss he wanted to kill himself and now he's protected.
Yeah.
God damn it. See, So you know, in the elevator business, if you were drunk like that, we used to say you get the cure. The insurance would go pay for you to go away for 6 to 8 weeks to dry out, go to rehab and everything. Mm-hmm. So, but we had one guy, he went for the cure three fucking times.
Yeah. A lot of drunks three in the elevator business, John? A lot of drunk?
You kidding me?
No, I'm being honest. There's not a lot of...
I'm telling you, I work with this one mechanic, right? On Fridays at 11 o'clock, he would take us, the foreman on the job would take all the guys, like seven of us, and we would all go to this one strip bar, and we would stay there until 2 o'clock. And those fucking guys would drink shots and beers the whole time. And I wouldn't drink. And they're like, come on, you got to drink. And I said, I am not drinking. I said, I'll come here.
I don't want to fall on the elevator shaft.
Number one, if anybody comes out there and finds out that, you know, I got alcohol on me and they want to fire me, I'm not losing a job because these guys, you know, I got to go. Yeah. I was an apprentice.
He was responsible. He had kids and stuff.
I was a helper. So I had to be there. I couldn't be on a job by myself. If I was a mechanic, I wouldn't have went.
If you're rubbing elbows with Heidi Ho Huntsman over there, you might as well fucking enjoy yourself.
Word. Yeah, but I'm not drinking. So I enjoyed myself fine. I was just having a little sodas, tucking some dollar bills. Everything was fine. So then they want to go back to work at 2 o'clock. And they're going to start working with the tools. And I locked up the box.
Oh, you party pooper, dude.
I said, you're not getting anywhere in the other shifts. You're not going in there. I said, you can barely walk. Yeah.
That's a motherfucker from Heidi, Happy Gilmore, who walks up with the nail in his head. Shit, dude. Those guys who work with Jamingo.
Yeah. He's got a wrench or half a socket stuck in their shit. Like, oh, I thought he would have handed it to me from 13 stories up, but he did. I caught it with my head, you fuck.
The foreman, I had to drive the foreman home. I had to call my wife and tell her where to meet me. I had to drive his van home and get his wife. We had to drag him in his house and put him in his chair, and then I left. And then on Monday morning, he used to pick us up and then drive us to the job. And he picked us up Monday morning like nothing happened. And I'm waiting for him to say something. Wow. Now, Friday, right back to the bar again. And I, thank God, I got taken off. I think it was like 3 weeks later, I was moved to another job with another mechanic or whatever. I hated that. I didn't like going and doing that at all. Because those guys would go back to work drunk.
Yeah, this is the 70s and the 80s, right?
No. What year was it?
2013.
it was like 1989.
Jesus Christ, I was 8 years old.
That was two.
Oh, yeah.
John's
out
there at the fucking strip club putting screw guns in the motherfuckers' heads and shit, and I'm 8 years old.
John's coworkers could barely walk because they had their lunch at a strip club. Yeah, it was all shots and beers. They need a morsel of food.
$5 T-bone and fries. That's titty bar food right there. Some nuggets.
A crock pot on a card table. That's what strip club food is.
Yeah. In 1989, you did not eat any food at a strip club. Trust me.
Signature steaks and lobster.
Yeah. Yeah. We do go to Penthouse Club. They're a 5-star steakhouse.
Yeah.
Apparently, Bob's still mad. Here's a $5 super chat from Bob. That was the last time John took the stairs.
Hey-o. Oh,
my God. Damn.
Hey-o.
I mean, I drink at work, but I also have a desk job, so.
She does drink at work.
Well, I mean, if you're allowed to, that's fine.
No, she just
does a mini fridge under my desk, and on Fridays when everybody's gone, I make drinks for everybody.
It's fucking sick. I love it so much.
Fucking good time, Charlie.
I wish we could do it too. I want to have like a tailgate party. I deliver tires, so there's like a big old parking lot. We don't have people in that parking lot half the time. Just one day after work, god damn it, let me go out here and make some brats for my fucking dudes.
Joey,
we're never gonna hang out any other time. The people you work with, you don't hang out with people you fucking work with, guys. Wave at each other. That dude could be going home to his fucking wife and kids stuffed into a deep freeze. I've been working with him for 3 months. Fucking great guy. You know, get into none of that shit. It'd be nice to hang out with your friends and have a brewski or two and see what kind of shit they tell you after work.
We used to do that shit. Back in the day when I worked at Budweiser, man, I worked overnights and we'd get done at like 2 a.m. and we'd sit on the back of my truck until the sun came up and we'd just fucking be drinking beers that we went in the warehouse and got.
Oh, that sounds fucking great.
The broken pile?
Yeah, anything that came back damaged. We'd drink that shit before anyone came in.
Yep.
That's where you got it from. Your fucking brain damage came from all that rusty Budweiser.
I know. All these years later. I mean, I'm on the other team now, but you know.
Yeah.
When I took my mechanics test and I was a maintenance mechanic and we would run overtime calls on Fridays in the summertime, all the mechanics would leave and they would go down to the beach or what we call the shore. Mm-hmm. And so there wouldn't be any. So as soon as I would get on the bridge and fight that traffic over, they would give me a call and I'd have to turn around and come back. So I said, there's no sense in going home. So we used to go to this one place. It was a strip club over at 38th and Chestnut called Wizards.
Wizards. And I love it, dude.
Classy place.
It was called Wizards.
Bitches dressed like hobbits and shit, man.
And so you used to go downstairs. It was, you'd go downstairs into this club. And we used to call it the basement machine. There's a shutdown at the basement machine. Meet me there at 4 o'clock. Okay, I'll be there. So we would go there and we would go to the strip club. So, I've been to plenty of strip clubs, but I wouldn't drink because I don't want to, you're working. And if you do something like I just podcast the other night, wasted, and I was able to put the whole podcast out, episode art, show notes, and all that other shit, and no problem. I wouldn't want to fix an elevator loaded. No.
I wouldn't want you to.
I would.
I think after this conversation, I'm never getting in an elevator again.
You make some solid points here tonight, Jamingo.
Bob's still butthurt over here. $2 super chat from Boomer Bob. This has been Special Moments with John Jamingo.
I love Special Moments.
It's way better because all I was doing was sitting here thinking about strip club food. Like, oh, what is it called? The all-you-can-eat buffet? Fish tacos. It wouldn't have been funny at the time. Gross. I'd rather know that all elevator mechanics are fucking drunks.
Yeah.
See, we can't even drink at our strip clubs here. If they have alcohol, it's not full nude.
Right. You got to drink your car and then go inside.
Motherfuckers tailgate in the parking lots of strip clubs and then go inside.
That's so worse. So you're just fucking drinking Sprite and spitting at girls' assholes for fucking singles?
And you still have to go in and you got to buy a drink. So you got to buy a $10 fucking Red Bull and give it to the girl.
Nice.
What? Yes, dude.
What kind of bullshit?
They got so many, Jamingo. You just got to play by the rules, but you can go to like 100 different strip clubs, whatever the kind you want.
Don't go to the pink pony.
It's true.
Philadelphia strip clubs for $20, you get a handy.
What?
That's the bartender guy. His name's Adam. He's fun.
there's never any bartender guys in there. The bartenders are strippers.
You better get it now. He's getting married in 2 weeks. He's not jerking anybody off after 2 weeks.
Oh, I got to fix it. It's the bathroom attendant. Edward, fix it. Put it back in there and make it funny.
All right. I want to do this story because I'm sick of looking at it, and Jody wants to do this story. So, goddamn,
we're going to do the other one before it. Because you're doing special.
This one? Or?
Yeah. So the one that was.
I thought you said this one first. No,
the other one, please. And then.
Okay.
Oh, you got a please. Right. That's so nice.
Gotcha. Okay.
So.
Oh, my.
So.
Boy dies after a javelin thrown by student pierces his head at a Mumbai school. God damn.
So in India, they were practicing for the Olympics, I guess. And they threw a javelin. You know them javelin things? Dutch, you ever see one of those? Like a fucking metal pool cue that you just lob across Mumbai. The fucking yard.
Wait a minute. Is that India or is that Africa? No,
that's India.
It's both.
Oh, it's India?
Both. Who cares?
It's all the same. No, it is both.
It's not both. Sure. It can't be both.
It can be both because India is in Africa.
Oh, it's not. It's not. Asia.
Is it? Oh, it's close.
Tony, I don't know. I'm on your side.
Oh, that's right. Indians are Asians. Excuse me.
Listen, I'm the retard. I'm teaching you fucking geography. Come on, man.
You've got like Asperger's retardation.
They're all fucking brown to me. Whatever, dude.
Wow.
All right. I just wanted to figure out what accent I was going to do when we read this story. All right. 15-year-old boy dies after a javelin was thrown by another student during the practice session and pierced his head at the school. I'm not even going to attempt that name.
You got to do. Try your best.
Hujefa Dewar.
Had bent down to tie his shoelaces and didn't realize the pointed object was moving towards him at a breakneck speed.
This sounds like a hate crime, guys.
The freak incident took place at the NIT English School in Gargantuan. Not even close.
Gorgonzola? Yeah.
Fuck.
In the Magan Taklala of the district on Wednesday afternoon when students were practicing javelin. You know, again, I got to go, what the hell? Everybody, when you're throwing a javelin, everybody behind the throwers, is that too much to ask?
Who has javelin throwing at schools anyway?
Listen. Non-American countries do non-American shit. Okay, they play cricket. They throw javelins.
I don't see nobody playing shuttlecock.
I do.
It's badminton. That shit rocks, dude. Whatever.
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe in India they have javelin throwers and javelin catchers. And maybe he was on the catching squad and he bent down to tie his shoe and wasn't paying attention. Need to
fucking practice a little more. Now throw it back.
He collapsed on the spot when the javelin pierced his head and profusely bled. Student died before he could be taken to the hospital.
Fucking terrible.
He was the biggest shish kebab in the province.
Did they end it with an even worse line? A probe into the matter is going on. Probe into his brain matter. Come on, man.
As someone who's pulled countless Florida stories over the years, I'm convinced that these people that write these, they do this. This is their way of like getting some sort of fun out of their job. They try to do this shit and hope the motherfuckers like you catch it.
That's pretty good, actually. I think that guy needs a raise.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So look, that was just kind of a silly story. The poor kid died from getting struck with a fucking javelin. I think that's still an Olympic sport, right? They throw javelins.
Yeah, they throw javelins.
Right? Sure they do. In the summertime, yeah. I would think.
Or they just do pole vaulting. Can't hurt nobody doing that.
It got me thinking, like, you have to be a strong motherfucker, I think, to stab a person through the skull with a javelin. And then
not really. Of everything.
Like, I don't know how sharp they are. I just know they're fucking like pointy sticks.
I don't think they sharpen them, but I think they're pointy enough.
I don't think they sharpen them, but they are to a point.
They got a stick in the ground.
Yep.
And you got to throw it with all your might.
This particular person should actually sign up for this new thing that I read about. Guys, did you know that there's a petition right now? They're trying to start an Olympic like committee that doesn't drug test. Doesn't that sound like fun?
Fucking please. Thank you. Finally, somebody said it, dude.
I think this javelin person should definitely sign up and maybe get on some juice. And they could probably throw a javelin through two or three people's skulls if they wanted to at once.
Better yet, make that the new fucking game. Why don't you just see how many people you can impale against the goddamn wall?
That's why I brought you here, Wesley. Yeah, you're a fucking idea guy. Because this is why Jamingo's mad. He goes, I don't fucking get it. This is what we're doing, John. If you had the enhanced Olympics, what kind of sports do you think you could see? Because I would love to see, instead of just these wrestlers and singlets, I would love to see two Brock Lesnars like rolling around on the fucking dirt and beating the ever-living shit out of each other for 10 or 12 minutes. I'd watch that.
Two guys that just look like CGI Hulk going at it, ripping each other fucking
apart. Yeah, Hulk versus the Abomination in Sydney. They're just beating the fuck out of each other. That'd be great.
Who doesn't tune in for that?
Busting cauliflower ears all over to Matt. Fantastic.
I even feel professional sports, American professional sports, football, baseball. Maybe motherfuckers would watch baseball if everyone was just juiced to the tits and they're fucking knocking balls out of the goddamn park every fucking at bat. Maybe I'd be interested. I don't give a fuck about baseball, but, you know, put some goddamn life into the sport. Maybe people will tune into it. Am I wrong?
Well, I mean, how old were you when Sammy Sosa and the redheaded guy from the McGuire.
Mark McGuire? I was a teenager, dude, or somewhere around there.
Yeah, I was in high school. I remember I was a busboy at a local pizza place in Chicago, and we were watching them go back and forth on TV every night that summer. It was
big deal. Oh, you were from Sammy Sosa country, Sammy Sosa?
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. Yeah.
He's white now. Did you know that, John? Sammy Sosa's a white guy. He's a white
cowboy, no less.
Yep.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Pull that up. That's a fucking picture.
Yeah, that's a conversation because I didn't realize how bad it got. Me and Delvin, we talk about things like black people that go through whitening processes.
You mean he went through...
Jamingo, I swear to God, he looks albino black now. Poor Sammy Sosa. It is so crazy what's going on.
If you start to type Sammy Sosa into Google, it'll auto-populate like new white picture or whatever.
Why is Sammy Sosa so white? That will be the first sentence that pops up.
And then dress like a cowboy. He's a rhinestone fucking cowboy, dude.
Fuck a little Nas X.
Look, this is worth checking out on YouTube, guys. If you're just listening to this, Google search Sammy Sosa white cowboy. He looks like fucking Bruno Mars, but he's lighter.
He's come a long way.
Look how this was Sammy Sosa on the juice.
Motherfucker stops doing steroids, and all of a sudden, he turns into fucking Bruno Mars.
Let me see. Sammy Sosa's latest change in appearance draws speculation. Look at him.
Wow.
Oh my God.
You're not Sammy Sosa.
I heard a teeth whitening, but this is ridiculous. That's
the ghost of Sammy Sosa.
Damn, I was gonna say he looked dead.
Right. I mean, look at him on the left.
God damn.
Did he actually do skin bleach and stuff, or does he have like a thing we can't laugh about?
No, he had to have done skin bleach.
No, that he's got that Michael Jackson disease, I thought.
No, it's
Nah, well, then he would look like a pinot pony. you know, he'd be blotchy. He'd have blotches.
Well, the whole thing is one blotch.
Mike says he's the new Michael Jackson.
That now, guy knows what's
he's
up.
He's got like a little boy buttholes.
That's amazing. I didn't know that. But anyhow, going back to what we were talking about, back when those guys were juicing, they were huge. And
yes.
They don't live long. I mean, remember Barry Bonds? Barry Bonds' head was the size of a fucking watermelon.
Jason Giambi. He had a big old head out there whacking home
runs.
Yeah,
they were all juiced up, and it's ridiculous.
I mean, I think every Olympic sport. Now, some of it's not going to really benefit, like basketball. I mean, what? They're going to be a little bit thicker. But, like, I want to see motherfucking marathon runners doing hurdles, just jumping over three or four of those motherfuckers at the same time, doing flips over them and shit.
Walls. Run them bitches through brick walls.
No, sure. She was trying to motion to me when we were talking about this because she knows that I like curling in the Winter Olympics. That's not going to do anything for the fucking motherfucker sweeping with the broom and shit so the little rock can go fast.
Oh, it will. Yeah. It'll fucking cut into the ground as they're going. The shit will go under the dot.
You're going to make grooves for it to roll in?
Just digging a ditch with that little fucking broom going, God damn it. They're on meth.
Boomer Bob coming in hot says that's what happens when your bank account hits three commas. You can actually turn white.
Oh shit. God damn. Spicy in the fucking chat tonight.
He's from Alabama. He does that a lot.
Yeah, that's what happens. All right.
Thank you, John. I had it on there for a while because I was thinking like it would be fun. It's enhance.org, I think. They're trying to get it going, guys. Sign the petition. Go to there.
I would love to.
And sign it up and say, let's do this. Let's have no drug testing for Olympic Games. Please.
You go there. I'm heading down to Biscuits and Porn.
Here's a new sponsor for the show, guys.
Well, guess Steven Classy.
Yep. You get yourself some swag, travel mugs, apparel. This is one of those places where you stop to get the swag. You don't give a shit about the food or the gas or anything
else.
This
may be my favorite idea I've ever seen ever. It just... Yeah. Hey, we got biscuits and porn. What would you like?
Yeah, that
looks like an old country buffet with porno mags.
Yep.
That's all. I wonder what the waitresses are dressed like. That's interesting. I don't know.
Like the Cracker Barrel? They all have brown smocks on and shit.
No, they got to dress in like trailer trash stuff.
That shit looks delicious.
They all look like Jamie Presley on My Name is Earl.
Yeah.
I loved Jamie Presley when she was on Two and a Half Men, when she was dating the kid and she was all she had all the tattoos on her and everything. Yep. That was my favorite.
Can I get an extra large macaroni and tits, please?
All the fixings.
It's my favorite. All the fixings. You won't pick up all them fixings.
Boomer Bob's coming in hot with another $5 super chat. Arkansas is so much more highbrow than Alabama.
That's true, Bob. We fuck our cousins, not our siblings.
Oh, I see. So at least they're
twice
not
removed.
Yeah. How do you circumcise a guy from Alabama? You kick his sister in the teeth.
Oh, shit.
Damn, had it on deck in the chamber. Jesus Christ.
That's a Boomer Bob joke. He's going to get real offended that I used it on him.
All right. I think we're going to wrap it up there. Hour and a half. That went fast. Yep.
Damn, it's never long enough, fellas. Thanks for coming back to join us. Like I say, we're in the home stretch of this show, and I thought it would be fun to dig up some fellow fun podcasters formerly, just to get the fucking juices flowing. You know, I love you guys. I'm glad you came by to talk tonight, because if nothing else, it's nice to catch up.
Fuck yeah. No, I miss the both of you. I mean, I know we have each other's credentials, but we don't reach out as much as we probably should. And if we have to record, you know, evidence of a conversation to prove that it happened, then so be it. You know, we'll fucking come out and talk to you from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, if you want to do a podcast, but you just don't want to do it with Alma, that's fine.
That's true.
Just start another one and let them bitch. That's all.
I don't like you fucking asshole.
I love but I also hate him at the same time. It's complicated.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, I love you. I just can't podcast with you.
Well,
you
he's never not convincing, John. Up. That's the thing. I go, hey, buddy, no pressure. You fucking come by if you want to. Jason's like, I mean, if you don't want to, it's fine. But if you didn't, it would suck. It would break my heart. I'm going to call you every day just to make sure. You sure you don't want to podcast tonight? I got time. And then don't show up.
He's very pod rapey.
That part.
He's very pod rapey. He takes the microphone, he shoves it in your face like a fucking big goddamn dick. He's like, come on, just try it.
Say it. I promise. Tell me about your childhood memories and cry a little bit for me. Whiskey.
All right. Well, I'm going over, after we get done here, I'm going over to Discord. We have a Discord thing. I know you guys are too young for, or too old for Discord. That's for kids.
But, Discord is.
Yeah, we had to ban our kid from Discord. I know what it is.
Yeah.
It's all Hitachi porn and fucking KKK.
A lot of stuff in the guy's Discord is a fucking wasteland. You think Twitter was bad? You got to navigate carefully. Yeah, Discord.
Jody, I haven't been on Twitter since the last time I talked to you. The last time I was on Twitter, I was stuck on a fucking airplane, and I just happened to pull up Twitter and say hello to Jody B. That was the last time I was on Twitter. It was about
that's how I knew he was still alive. I thought he was in witness protection or something. I go, God damn, what's he? He just disappeared.
Yeah.
I catch Duchess on Instagram every once in a while. I see her over there on Instagram.
Yeah, she's active.
That's what you need to think about, Dutch. Every time you make a picture, just know Jamingo's watching.
Well, they need to like it.
Don't do anything you wouldn't do in front of John Jamingo. Catch my drift.
Yeah. No. First of all, I feel like if I like it, then it's like, oh, look at creepy Jamingo stalking. So I just,
no.
I don't, all right, from now on, I like
it. Yeah, all of them.
Not a problem. John's talking about
the podcast shit. You know what she said to me? Real quick. She says, you know, I see 45 motherfuckers look at my story and not one of them interacts with it. And I was like, yeah, remember when I used to do the same shit for the fucking podcast and I'd see 200 motherfuckers saw the shit and three people liked it and I would get all bent out of shape and you'd be like, oh, why are you worried about it? It's the same fucking shit. You understand this now?
Yes.
Can I be honest with you, Wetsky? I'm going to be real talk. We've sat here for a while. You know, I love and respect the shit out of you. Somebody that I know said they stopped listening to your show. I told them that you guys were coming on. And they were like, I have to check that out. He said, I remember not listening to it anymore because they started podcasting for podcasters. What? If you guys want to do shows, or just fuck around and record some shit, do it. You guys have been doing this shit long enough. You can do whatever the fuck you want to do. Don't be afraid to come in here and throw on a mic. You're good at it.
Yeah, you are. You're very good at it. Throw on a mic and go do it. Just go do it for fun. Yeah. And then, and once it starts becoming
no
fun,
shout outs,
it becomes
no
a job.
Plugs, no fucking, hey,
none
what's
that
it?
Shit.
You can talk to your fucking wife for a little bit and let us listen to it and jerk off or whatever. You know, whatever we do while we listen to the show is not important.
We'll edit the slurpy noises out.
Yup.
Yeah. No worried about the slurpy noises. I don't even take out his lighter sounds anymore.
Well, I don't do anything. I always have. It made me jealous. And now I do is eat weed and play Xbox. So now I'm not as jealous.
Yeah, that room got some fucking extra use this month. That's nice.
I like it. And I drink beers and watch Ghosts, so we help each have our thing.
Y'all should just do that. Record that. You could talk back and forth while he plays Xbox and you watch Ghosts.
I like it.
Yeah, podcasting it's not the way it used to be. We just go in, we do it for fun, we throw it out there. I would enjoy it. Let me know if you put something out there. I would be one of those guys that would listen to it and not say
John, it. You know what truthfully it was? COVID.
Yeah.
The only confirmed fucking kill that COVID ever had was our podcast. Because every fucking motherfucker started a podcast. And it was just too much. There's only so much time. There's
and people
only
were
so
watching
much,
Netflix a lot. People, they were at home.
There's only so much fucking time. Listening. And then when motherfuckers did want to come on the podcast, they're like, hey, so how's COVID? How's COVID in your time?
Like, this is,
I don't want to fucking talk about it. Sorry,
fuck
man.
COVID.
Luckily for me, I only had like 3 episodes come out during all of COVID. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, you're on
skip the whole thing.
Quarterly release schedule.
Yeah, dude, I do it when I get ready. That's the rules on my podcast, and I like it that way.
Weed and Ghosts. I love it,
guys.
Weed and Ghosts. There you go.
Go ahead.
All right. We're gonna head on out of here again. Yeah. Thanks for can't wait to hear the stories when you guys go to John, Jersey. Go ahead. Yes.
Would you like to give any plugs, guys? Wetsky?
No.
I mean, yes.
There's a catalog. I looked it up yesterday. Would you like to give plugs for old time's sake? Fuck face.
If you like to, the hashtag No Offense Show is still available. You can go back and listen to it. You know, I did the Creatures of the Night with the boys for a while. Those are still available as well. I had a blast. Contrary to popular belief, I yelled at Jason a lot. I did have a blast doing that show. I would still do it again, but you know, we'll see how it goes.
Can't get it together.
We can't get it together. This one pressures me all the time into bringing back the old thing. I don't know if I could bring back the old thing. Maybe something new, whatever, you know, would be the move at this point. I
like weed and ghosts. That seems like it'd be a fun little 30-minute shenanigans. Like, what have you been smoking on? What have you been eating on? This, that? Yeah, Bigfoot. That's what I did.
That's it right there. You
love
did it.
It.
That's the gist of it.
It's the promo.
I'm just excited to be here. Thanks for letting me tag along. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, no, congratulations. I mean, you guys are ending your show right now. I mean, 100 episodes. No, not everybody hits 100 episodes. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if anything, yeah. Congratulations for fucking making it to the century.
Listen, I've driven more co-hosts off this show.
It's facts.
Than any other
person. He holds the record. He's like at 8, guys. He drove 8 people to come and go on this show. That's pretty goddamn good.
I've only driven away 2.
Yep. That wasn't even you doing it.
Well, the first one was.
Oh.
Me? I don't know what I do. I'm just, listen, I'm a curmudgeon.
The reality situation is, Wesley, I'm glad you came, Chris. I really wanted the Duchess to come. I didn't want to just be like, tell Duchess she needs to come on the podcast. I'm just glad you came and set everything up for her.
Story of my life.
I agree. I'm down to clown anytime.
All right, guys.
You know what? If there wasn't a fake Duchess in the mix, I don't know if she would have said yes. So shout out to the fake Duchess.
That's not true. I do. I miss you guys. I miss this.
Can't we just call her the Duchess of New Jersey? Why don't we got to call her the fake Duchess? She's a Duchess.